Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
All right, look, people, it's Lee Brown. Welcome back to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And if you're curious why I sound a little bit irritated, it's because you just missed a really great episode because the record button didn't click correctly. And it might have been operator error, but I'm going to blame the internet at the hotel in which I sit currently in Garden City, Kansas. And if you've never heard of it, then you're going to have to go to a map. But I'm going to start again because I have one of my favorite people on the planet on the podcast today. And she's probably going to say better things this time because the second time is sometimes better, although she's kind of a one-take girl like me. So today on the podcast, I'm bringing y'all not just a realtor, not just a broker. She's also an educator, a speaker, an instructor, and an all-around generally positive force in the entire world of real estate. Marky Lemons Royale. I'm going to include your last name this time because your husband's going to get his feelings hurt. But you have lemons in your marketing, so it's not my fault. Marky, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Lee. Thank you. Look, we are both quite positive people, which is why we're able to navigate being married, having children, and traveling the way that we do. I tell people I pray more to the logistics God than I pray to just God himself. Because see, I've defined them and put them in categories. I have me a logistics God that makes sure that these flights are on time, right? That I don't have to drive through the mountains in the middle of the night because I'm a Southside girl and I need street lights and straight streets. And so crazy things in real estate. Yeah, this is a crazy life.
You just said a bunch of things that are going to get you struck down by lightning. So I guess I'm glad that I'm on a podcast with you. Lord, forgive her. She didn't mean it. But anyway, I know what you're saying because real estate's like that too. I mean, you have all these moving parts all the time and you're kind of praying that the buyer will show up on time and the seller will get out on time and that the attorney will be on time and the money will show up. And so there's all these moving pieces, and you and I have just translated that into the educational speaking travel part of the business too, because you have to have something inside of you that you've got to let out if you're going to get into adult education in real estate format. But before we dig into any of your crazy stories, you got to tell people, you've already mentioned you're from Chicago. Tell them how long you've been in real estate, any of the background they should know about Marky. And frankly, y'all are already going to have guessed within like 2 seconds of her talking why she and I are magnets that are drawn to each other, because I love this woman because her spirit is so big and so infectious, and she's just a gift to the profession. And so tell them how you landed here and how we got to have you.
Well, I was born and raised Chicago Southside. I am a proud Chicago fifth generation entrepreneur, third generation restaurateur. My family owned Chicago's oldest barbecue restaurants. And at one point, we sold more pork rib tips than anyone else in the city of Chicago. We have some new competition and they selling more pork rib tips out here in the world. And so I came into real estate July the 31st, 1999, and I am celebrating this is my 20th year in this wonderful world. I came in on the lending side of the business and then transitioned over to the real estate sales side of the business. And I think that I've worn quite a few great hats in the world of real estate. So I love real estate.
So then how come your walk-up song at events is not Prince's Party Like It's 1999? Because I think you could dance into it. We all love Prince. And that's the year you came into real estate, because, of course, you said 1999, and there went my mind. And like, because I'm a good realtor, I totally need it.
99.
Right? It's kind of talented, like real live, not auto-tuned talent. So anyway, so you've done mortgages, you've done real estate, you have watched your speaking business really explode over the last, what, I'd say probably 3 to 4 years. You were kind of crushing it, and all of a sudden it went from one level to, and now you're in high demand, and your students are always going to tell people why that is. But why do you do that when you and I both know as instructors in real estate, we can make more money selling houses than we can training realtors? Why do you take all of that magic that you have, that ability to sell, to connect with people, into airplanes and hotels and classrooms instead of just hanging out in Chicago anymore?
Well, I started in education. So I worked for Chicago Public Schools back in 1993. I taught second grade at ESEA class for 2 years. I loved my babies. I did not care for their parents much. And once I earned my master's degree, I started teaching on a collegiate level. But I realized quickly I didn't have any real world experience. I was only teaching theory. So I told myself at the young, tender age of 26 that I would come back and teach adult education once I experienced life and I did not have to teach theory. So in 2006, my mentor had a long talk with me, and it was two things that he recommended that I do. And those two things were one, to volunteer and volunteer consistently, and that I needed to go and earn my pre-licensed instructor's license and my continuing education license. And I'm the person who, as soon as I get something, I start researching it in detail. So soon after I earned my license, I also went to what was a RIA conference out in Las Vegas. Terry Watson was the instructor. He taught harnessing the power. I remember this like the back of my hand. And I said, ooh, it's more to education than just CE in your state. Oh, it's a whole world of opportunities. And as I was watching Terry, I thought to myself, who can remember that much content? Like, this dude talked for two straight days. And I said, oh, I can't remember stuff that long, but one day I'm going to be like this Terry Watson guy. And 3 years later, I actually had to stop and cry in the middle of the day when the National Association of Realtors invited me to speak at my first realtor conference and expo. And so all of these defining moments occurred. And for me, selling real estate is a lot of fun. I love real estate, but I am grounded in education. I believe in education. I have, over 50 real estate licenses, designations, and certifications. It is my happy spot in the world of real estate. And I believe that people actually make the most amount of money with the highest level of happiness if they're very niched. And I didn't want to be all things to all people.
And it's amazing because you're exactly right. And we talk to the education junkies, and we know those realtors who go to every class, everywhere, they take everything they can possibly find. They're typically pretty profitable and highly productive realtors who just have this burning passion for the business. And then they have the other 95% of licensed realtors out there. They're like, how can they do more than I do? And we're like, well, come to classes. Come on. I already know how to sell. That's not the point. You don't know everything because there's always something to learn. And then we get them into a classroom and we can get the blinders off. But I think that's probably going to be one of our continually growing challenges into the future with this world of devices that make people think they know everything because they watch some little idiot who started a Facebook group. And I say idiot gently because there is some really bad stuff out there. Get them to that place of humility. And what y'all didn't know is that I know the name of Marky's mentor because of the previous unrecorded version of this episode. His name is Frank Williams. And Frank served Marky a big old dose, well, not dose, a serving of humble pie, and she ate it. And so I think that we see this with realtors too. Once they acknowledge that they don't know everything, now they're in a place where they can learn more. And then you can't stop. You might not be like Marky Frankly. She has way too many designations and licenses, but you don't have to have that many, but you probably need more than you have. So tell me this, though. Why does the public not ask for a better educated realtor? It's one of those things that I go round and round in my head on. You see incompetent, not good realtors out there that succeed just because they're likable. And how do we teach the public to ask for somebody to be both likable and competent and striving to be something more? Because real estate is so important.
We have to consistently educate the public as well. So for us, we're often educating the realtor. One thing that I will say, I have a pretty robust referral business because I educate the public. So I still talk about things that go on in the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois, that benefits the buying and selling public. They generally will send me a DM or IM, and then I refer them to someone and I receive referral compensation. conversation. People want the education, but they simply do not know. And I would think because of antitrust, it is very hard for us to tell people how they should and should not do business and then just basically let people know, like, you're dealing with the biggest dummy in the world. And here's why this person is dumb, right? So I think from our own rules and regulations, we can't really highlight the stupidity that exists in this wonderful world. But the fact that you can go, and it used to be in our state 45 hours, and you can handle a person's biggest purchase. And then we say, oh, you should come and get 6 hours of continuing education every year. We've had to change that to 12 hours in a renewal period because people weren't setting this time aside to come to class annually. I think it's the saddest thing in the world. I think that anytime that I am side by side with another realtor or licensed real estate professional, that I am going to outshine them at the moment people start asking questions, because I don't throw out, oh, enormous or gigantic. I don't use that terminology. I will tell you, oh, currently we are right over 1.38 million realtor members, and this is how many hours they need. So I'm very precise. And in being precise, those people naturally gravitate to me because they have a real answer. Those who know have to do things like we do, Lee. They have to embrace video and they have to talk to the public so that people will understand the difference in the quality of realtor that exists in the marketplace, because we are not created equal.
And understand too, people, when Marky and I are talking about the agents that are terrible, because we know they're out there, this is no great secret. I love nothing more than a room that is at overflow capacity so that I can give something to that room where they can say, oh, I can do this better. And you do the same thing, Marky. Your people leave your classroom with tools and tips that they can use so that they can approach real estate differently. And I don't know about you, but nothing makes me happier than getting a note after I've been in front of realtors that says, I tried what you said and it worked. That's all I ever want in life, is for somebody to get up one level so that we can take the, I mean, if we're going to be at 1.4 million sometime in early 2020, according to the staff over at the National Association, that's a lot of real estate people out there who are not in our classes, and they complain about 6 hours a year. That's the most amazing thing. North Carolina has 8 hours and they complain about 8 hours. But I'm pretty sure my hairdresser has to do about 100 hours. And now, frankly, he's worth it. But I think we're worth it, too. We have to learn how to treat ourselves like we're worth investing the time in so that we can then invest that back into the buyers and sellers that are served.
Well, one of the most amazing things to me is people still do not understand that they are entrepreneurs. And because I would say, 99% of all agents are independent contractors, that means you're responsible for generating your own income. So you own a business, but you don't have a business plan. Or at the moment, people say, I service everyone. Well, if we were to go and look at our top producers in our industry, they're very niched. And if I start calling them by name, people will either tell you the property type, their specialty, or the general location in which they're doing business. Well, those people also go to class. And if they don't go to class, they send somebody on their team to class. They send their admin to class. Someone affiliated or associated with those top producing agents are out here getting education. And so education is the one thing that I think that we give freely in an abundance. There's no end to the education, and you can digest it in whatever format you want, video, audio, if you like to read, if you want a book. I'm not seeing any investment in learning. And we both take a bunch of classes. I promise you, I don't care if the teacher or instructor isn't good. I am going to learn something new in every single class that I take. And worst case scenario, it has made available to me an additional networking opportunity to make sure that I build referral sources at that education event. And so I think that if we had a business plan, we would say, oh, we're going to go. And if we learn just one thing new, great. But it's 50 other people there. How do I network with this other, 50 other, 100 other people where I can learn something from them, those top producers or the top admin, and they will teach me something new?
And I love that you say all this. And you know where my mind is going is I know that you're writing a new class on marijuana and real estate. I'm like, that's going to be like the best networking ever in those rooms. But I digress. So I personally can't wait for you to finish that class because I'm going to take it because I don't know nearly enough about it. It's not legal in North Carolina. And that's the whole thing about real estate is you don't have to be just in your little blinders only siloed area where you live. You can go reach outside yourself and learn from other people so that when things change in your area, you're ready. You'll get all her contact information at the end because you're going to want to follow for that class, if nothing else. But you want to share your story about that really educational moment you had at the beginning of your real estate career. I think it's kind of hilarious.
So I'm one of the few people in the state of Illinois who earned a broker's license. And it's kind of bad to even say the word earn. I obtained a broker's license and I never attended pre-licensed school. My cousin threw the green amp book at me. He is an attorney and he's also a licensed broker. And he says, Marky, all you have to do is study and take the exam because you have an undergrad and a master's degree in business. So I took the book. I studied the book. I passed the pre-licensed exam as a broker the first time I took it. So I'm sitting at home and I'm thinking about my real estate business and I'm looking at my business plan. And according to the numbers, I could do fewer transactions and make more money if I was a broker versus a loan originator. So I decide, well, I'm a broker. I passed that exam the first time. I am going to hold my own license. I'd open a company, homestosell.net, and I even got it licensed as a real estate corporation in the state of Illinois. Well, now it's time to sell real estate. And I called down to schedule appointment. And let's say it's 123 Main Street. So I'm like, hi, this is Marky Lemons Rao with homestosell.net. I want to show 123 Main Street. And the young lady on the other end of the phone, okay, Marky Lemons Rao, you want to show 123 Main Street. What is your MLS ID number? And my response was, what is a MLS ID number and where do I get one from? And she gasped and she says, well, you're going to have to go down to the local realtor association. So I'm like, local realtor association? That wasn't in the book. Well, yeah, it was a little paragraph in the book about the National Association of Realtors. So I went down at this time. We were located at 200 North Michigan. I go to get this license and I'm looking at the application and it's a one-time MLS fee. And then you got MLS dues. Then you got the National Association of Realtors, the Illinois Association of Realtors, the Chicago Association of Realtors. And it's like $1,200. And I'm like, $1,200? That $1,200 wasn't in my business plan. And the young lady lets me know, oh, this is prorated. We will send you a bill out every single year. I said, every year? They're going to get some of my money every year. I don't even know nothing about these people. At that moment, I realized I didn't know nothing. And I was in the top 10% of realtors the first year that I was a full-time broker, which was 2004. And so I'm thinking to myself, like, this is insane. And I got to give these people money every single year. And they didn't mention nothing about no Chicago Association of Realtors in the pre-license book. I immediately went through the education roster and knew that I wanted to earn what was an ABR and a CRS. Okay. And the ABR was a lot easier to earn. So that was the first one while I was working on the CRS. And I actually traveled to take these classes because I knew right then and there, I didn't know anything. And Lee was funny because you mentioned his name, Frank Williams. So Frank knows my story. After this, so let's say this is in the fall of 2003, because I actually came in July 31st, 2000. I do everything on my birthday, 2003, to open my company. So by spring of 2004, I've already submitted an application to go on the board of directors for the Chicago Association of Realtors. And Frank mimics me all the time because he'll walk like me. He'll say, baby doll, come walking in to the boardroom. Talking about, yeah, y'all need to put me on the board of directors, right? And he was like, the ink hadn't even dried on her license. And clearly she didn't know what a realtor was, right? And I really thought that they should put me on the board of directors because I'm selling. I've earned the ABR. I have an advanced degree. And I didn't get on the board of directors. So my feelings was a little hurt. Then I came out for the board again in 2005 and I didn't get on the board. Well, this time my feelings were really hurt because they did pick someone no longer in the real estate business and he was with the national franchise, right? And I said, well, and he's an attorney and he know I said this about it because I told him to his face because we're friends outside of real estate. I said, I don't know how you're going to pick him over me. My advanced degree is equivalent to his JD. Like I had mad attitude. So I said, look, I'm going to have to take Frank out. Because clearly I'm not doing something right and they cannot not pick me for a third time. And so I took Frank out and we went up here to it wasn't Isola's, but it was Army and Lou's. It was it's a soul food restaurant on 75th Street, you know, and he eating. And I'm like, well, Frank, what do I need to do? I said, because I think I'm as good as Dennis. Right. And he says, well, let me tell you something, baby doll. These people, they need to be able to put a face with the name and you don't volunteer enough. So you're going to need to commit to volunteering and I'm going to need you to do that consistently. Oh, and while you at it, why don't you become a licensed real estate educator? I need you to look at, you're going to need two licenses. You need to become a licensed pre-licensed instructor because, you know, they got to know all the rules and regulations and you need to become a licensed CE instructor. And I asked Frank, well, where do I get that from? He told me, call down there or go on the internet and find the information. The next time he saw me, I was a licensed real estate educator. He hand delivered me to the Chicago Association of Realtors, to the director of ed at the time, Deb Lopes. And he says, Deb, I don't know if this girl can teach or not, but I need you to give her a chance and put her on a schedule. And I've been teaching ever since. But I also got on the board of directors because I volunteered and I met everybody face to face and they knew who I was and we were working in the trenches together.
And it has allowed you to have a really positive impact on real estate as a profession overall and on, let's just be humble about it and say, thousands of realtor lives. You've been able to have that impact all because Frank didn't blow smoke up your skirt. He said, this is what you have to do. And he didn't tell you that there was any magic sauce to it. It's just do the work. And then he did that extra thing that mentors do. He made sure that you got your first shot. So listen, people, you need to know Marky. You can already tell that you need to know her just from this small conversation. And now the next time somebody wants to show one of your listings and they don't have an MLS ID, they could wind up being an international instructor. So you should be nice to them and send them down to the board and let them write their checks too. Because I mean, I bet if I had her on the show, she'd be complaining about this one time some agent called, didn't know what an MLS ID was and wanted to show the house. Because too often we go into that mode of these people are idiots instead of how can I help somebody go next level? And that one realtor, whoever she was, helped you go next level. And then we have to give high props to Frank. If he probably doesn't listen to podcasts, let's be honest. But anybody takes Marky's class, send him a thank you note. Hey, Marky, if somebody wants to follow you on the socials or reach out to you, whether they have a referral for Chicagoland or they need to land an amazing instructor for their event, how can they find you?
Oh, I'm going to tell everybody, if you spell my name correctly, you will find me. M-A-R-K-I. Lemons, L-E-M-O-N-S. I'm pretty much all over the internet. Reach out to me. I'm a hugger too. So if you see me somewhere and you think it's me, just walk on up. I'm going to embrace you.
But look down because she's not very tall. So if you're going to find Mark, you can get look down. Oh, I love you, friend. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, people, real estate's harder than you thought, but it doesn't have to be lonely and mean. So go find the Markies of the world, get connected and make it better. And if you're a realtor, broker, investor, inspector, lender, and you've got your own story about your crazy life in real estate, you should reach out to me to be featured in a future episode of the podcast. Make sure you subscribe for more. And until then, we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.